I bring these low temperature up because that's where we want to go with my friend Kevin McCamish. He's a home building consultant and expert. Kevin, it's good to talk to you again, my friend. I hope you're well.
I am. Hope you're well, sir.
Well, until I open my power bill. I mean, I was bragging about it only costing $110 or $101, I think it was, last time around. And I don't think I'm going to get that lucky. So if I want to keep my power bill down, number one thing I have to do, Kevin, number one, what is it?
You got to change your furnace filter, Tom, and keep them changed once a month. Check them. If they get any kind of dust in them at all, make sure you change them. They range from $2.50 up to $10. So it's a very cheap way of conserving energy.
Okay, now I've got a friend of mine who says he buys the cheapest ones and change them more often. Is that effective?
That is effective. It is. Yes, sir.
All right, so we got a number one. It's air filters. And by the way, I always make a little habit, since I can be kind of forgetful, either tell my digital assistant on Alexa that I need to have a reminder at a certain day, 30 days from day, or I just take a pin and put that up in the left-hand corner and go, okay, all right, it's time to go. And sometimes you forget.
Right. It's easy, and that's what I do. I take a magic marker and mark the date that I changed my filters, and that way it's a friendly reminder.
Even now, Phil just texted me, says, I buy the cheapest filters and I change every month. So what comes behind number one and things you've got to do when you see the kind of cold temperatures we're looking at?
Check your door sweeps. The bottom gasket on the door for your entry doors, check those. You can pick those up at a hardware store anywhere from $10 to $15. If you can't change them out, I recommend getting a towel or a beach towel, something like that, rolling it up very tight and just shoving it up against the front of your doors. That will prevent cold air from creeping in.
Now here's somebody now says, without my filter, about 35, sending these notes in this morning, people all sending their tips in. So let me move into something else here real quick on this door sweeps and the towel thing. That's pretty effective. It was interesting because yesterday as I was reaching over for the garbage disposal and turning it on, I'm feeling this cold air. And I'm like, these are double pane, newly installed double pane windows, totally redone in the kitchen. And I put my hands around the frame of the window, and I can feel the cold air hitting my palm. Mm-hmm. What to do?
Make sure, number one, that they're glazed correctly, that they're installed correctly. There's a gap in between where the window is and the rough opening of the framing, and insulation is key to that. If you can't get to that, I recommend caulking around the windows. Very effective. Couple dollars for a tube of caulk, and it'll go a long way, for sure.
All right, so leaky windows. Have you got a number three here, Kevin?
Yes, a shrink wrap kit for your windows, Tom. You can pick one of those up for about $20. I think one kit will do about five windows. You can easily install them with a hairdryer, and it goes a very, very long way.
All right. So, you know, there's kind of a little thing here. I can put on the big fuzzy socks and the really thick, you know, fleece pajamas, or I can lounge in the, you know, in something a little bit lighter. It all depends on my wallet. Where do I go between comfort and cost? I mean, what's your ideas when it comes to saving money? I mean, put everything else on the side, and I want to keep my electric bill and my gas bill as low as possible. What's your thoughts there?
A couple things. Make sure that your vents are open on your furnace system. Ceiling fans are key. If you have ceiling fans in your home, turn them to the clockwise position and keep them at a low speed. You don't want forced air coming down, but you want that hot air that's trapped in your ceiling. You want that ceiling fan to circulate that warmer air downward, and at a low speed, it will do that, and it'll keep warm air circulating through the home.
All right. Now, here's the thing. I have a friend of mine's daughter's house burned yesterday, and, you know, you and I both watch these kind of news stories. I know you listen in the mornings, and, you know, with cold weather, and we see two or three house fires. Sometimes people mm-hmm. lose their lives. Sometimes the pets lose their lives. When it comes to alternate heat and precautions, where do you start there, Kevin?
Oh, mercy. If you're using supplemental heat, make sure you follow instructions. I do not recommend any kind of fossil fuel heat in the home that's open air. You know, an electric heater. Make sure it's away from walls. Make sure it's away from drapes. Make sure it's away from furniture that can burn. And set it on a piece of metal if you can, or on linoleum. Make sure that is just in this, you know, is centered into the room as you possibly can, to where it cannot ignite anything around it.
And what about the cleaning out the chimney?
You know, that is critical too. And we have a fireplace in our home. That was the first thing I did before the season started, was got a kit from, I think I bought it at Rural King, and it was very, very inexpensive and very effective. And I was actually surprised at how much soot I collected over last year's burn. And on that, Tom, if you do have a fireplace or a wood burner, when your fireplace isn't in use, make sure that your flue is closed. The dampener on there, just pop it up and make sure that dampener is closed, so cold air cannot sink down and through your fireplace.
You know, I got a new system a couple of years back. It cost a couple of bucks. I tried to take good care of it, changing the air filters and, of course, and service and things along that line. And it came with a smart thermostat. So, you know, with my hours, I know right down to the minute what time I'm walking out and when I'm coming home. I could, you know, change it all. Mm-hmm. I don't use it because I got a dog I think rather highly of, and I like her to be comfortable. And I'm willing to pay for it too. So, but when it comes to these smart thermostats, man, if you can, I'm thinking this could save you some money when it comes to these really cold temperatures, but I'm still worried about my water freezing too.
Sure. There's several things that you can do to keep your water lines from freezing. Number one, if you live on a crawl space, make sure that your foundation vents are closed. That's critical. Disconnect your hoses, outside hoses, from your faucets, and get a hose faucet or a faucet insulator. You can buy those. They just cover over the top of the faucet. They connect to the handle with a piece of elastic. They're $4 to $5. That's one thing. Open your cabinet doors inside the home and turn your faucets to a slow trickle, and that will help prevent freezing.
You know what I'd like to be able to find is some duct tape that would stick to ice-cold foundation block.
Yes.
I take your advice the last couple of years when you and I have talked about it, and I put up, you know, because mine don't have levers. They're just grates. Mm-hmm. And so stuffed it with cardboard and, you know, packing material, but I couldn't get the duct tape to stick to the concrete.
Right.
It would have none of that. Wouldn't do it.
And what I've done in the past, Tom, is – taken closed cell foam insulation and cut it to the size just a little bit tight, to where I can get a good compression fit on my foundation to cover those vents, and it works perfect.
Good. Thank you on that one. Kevin McCamish is joining us, home building consultant expert. So we've talked about a number of very important items that'll save a couple of bucks, but is there anything else on yours? And I want you to do me a favor, Kevin, as a thought exercise. Talking about a woman who's 80 years old, who's living in a trailer somewhere on a fixed income, and she's got to make it through. Now, LIHEAP and some other things can help her with her bills if she wants to, but think about that person and what they can do to stay warm and not break the bank.
It's, you know, it varies from situation to situation, but again, I can't emphasize enough making sure that your door sweeps and your door seals are in good working condition. If not, like I said, a towel around the door works effectively. Window wraps are very, very, very easy to install and very inexpensive. Those work very, very well. You know, taking foam insulation, the spray foam insulation, if you've got some larger cracks around your doors and windows, it's not going to look the best, but it's very effective and very cost-effective.
It's interesting. Vern just sent an interesting note from Creole Springs. Vern's good to hear from you again. He says, you know, if you've got a heat pump, only turn the temperature up 2 degrees at a time or the electric backup heat will kick on.
Yes, that is correct.
All right, that's a good note. Did not know that one. Thanks, Vern.
My wife and I keep ours at a constant 70 degrees year-round. And we have you know, some higher heat bills like everybody else in the wintertime, but it seems like we stay at a very constant and affordable heat bill.
Kevin McCamish, home building expert. Hey, Kevin, I'm going to let you get back to work, but thanks so much for your time, pal.
I appreciate your time, Tom.